Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. There are times it's enjoyable to take a stroll down memory lane and reflect upon how a change of direction that seemed daunting and uncertain at the time can be viewed today as a success. 10 years ago, county animal control was handled by the County Agricultural Department, and the county and the cities contracted shelter services with the Sequoia Humane Society. A bill passed in 1998 created additional mandates for local government that extended minimal holding times, expanded owner unification efforts, veterinarian care, and more stringent adoption requirements. Due to a number of factors, the county opted to go down a new path and into the animal shelter business and transferred the animal control department to the sheriff's. At the time, there was tremendous public criticism to the proposed capital investment, the long-term operation and maintenance obligations, questions as to whether the sheriff's department was deemed sensitive enough, and whether they would be receptive to working with a variety of local animal rescue organizations. Despite the skepticism, and thanks to some amazingly creative, resourceful, and dedicated individuals, relationships were forged, and over time, a strong bond of trust is developed. Today, the shelter accepts stray animals, evaluates, and holds them as long as possible. A priority is placed upon reunification of lost animals and their owners, and a website is regularly updated with all of the animals who have entered into the system. The county is committed to not euthanizing animals except for in rare cases, but all of the dogs and cats coming into the system can't be held indefinitely, and this is where the invaluable work of the private organizations step in. Sequoia Humane Society, Miranda's Rescue, Companion Animal Foundation, Bless the Beast, and Canine Angels accept animals that the shelter can't take, and they accept animals from the shelter when the shelter is overcrowded. There are a wide variety of rescue animal networks in the county and state so that adoptable dogs have more time to get adopted. It's a Dog's Life, so it's about finding local foster homes for pit bull and American Staffordshire dogs and work to place the right animal with the right owner. Redwood Pals Rescue spreads the word during overcrowding, and It's a Dog's Life finds transportation outside of the county to new homes. The Spay-Neuter Network helps provide for spay and neuter assistance. Numerous community members volunteer to spend time with the animals to ensure that they are socialized, exercise, and receive basic obedience training. Because, let's face it, a dog who jumps on a prospective family is generally going to be less adoptable than the dog who understands basic commands and can sit. Thanks to the work of many folks, we can look to the Humboldt County Animal Shelter as a wonderful example that has resulted from a strong public and private partnership. Ultimately, the shelter is successful because of you, our community. Support the activities of the volunteer organizations and please continue to support the shelter by donating canned food, blankets, toys, leashes, and collars. And especially, if you're looking for a pet, stop by to see any of the 40-plus dogs and cats that are eagerly awaiting a new home. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.